Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 2nd of October. The escalation of violence in the Middle East has triggered a market reaction. Iranian missile attacks against Israel have been met with a pledge to retaliate by Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. In the context of Israel's attacks in Lebanon, investors have viewed this as a more serious escalation than the April missile strikes by Iran against Israel. This attack involved faster missiles and less warning. As a result, oil prices have risen. However, whilst higher, oil prices do remain near the lows for the year. At these levels, the modest movements in the oil price are not likely to trigger a meaningful economic impact. Overnight, South Korea's consumer price inflation showed more disinflation than had been expected, as did yesterday's European consumer price inflation data release. In the United States, investors are anticipating the employment report due on Friday, a figure that will be revised significantly and which has an increasingly strained relationship with economic reality. The inertia of investors, and indeed some economists who do not want the hassle of changing their models, means that the report still is more important than it is valuable. Today we get the ADP payrolls data, which some still look to as a leading indicator, albeit interest in this number has dwindled over the years, and the number of economists forecasting this figure has fallen by about a third in recent years. US Federal Reserve Chair Powell's recent policy ramblings have also strongly signalled that the Fed's scramble to stop being so late in policy easing will now entail two further quarter-point rate cuts this year. That lessens some of the labour market focus. Mortgage application data might be a little more interesting as potential home buyers started to anticipate rate reductions. Hong Kong's equity markets have become enamoured of China's government stimulus plans. There were strong gains after a public holiday. Unfortunately, the caprices of equity investors are not, of themselves, a validation of the economics of the stimulus plans, and the general tone amongst economists lacks the same degree of exuberance that markets are currently displaying. Of course, equity markets are not the same thing as economies, and part of the economic concern is whether China's attempts to reverse cyclical weakness in the context of structural challenges will be sufficiently broad-based. Elsewhere, there's an awful lot of central bank speakers on the agenda today. Most of them seem to be coming from the European Central Bank. There's at least six of those. Economists try very hard to get excited about the prospect of so much ECB speak. We really do, but there are limits to how much one can fake enthusiasm for this sort of noise. In contrast, the merely three Federal Reserve speakers seems a positively restrained babble of central bank speech. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.